فكانت مش نيو دالد هو هيا عمر هو هلال ام اين اني لي ميلي وخشاني لعצמי מעני ומנוח של אם עושה. Rabbi Yonah comments upon and elaborates both here in the Parish and Avos as well as in Shar Beis of Shari Tshuva. Maybe initially we'll read a couple of lines from Shari Tshuva. Shar Beis Os Chof Vav. V'hine nachtom ha'inyan hazeh v'mam Shar Beis Os Chof Vav in Shari Tshuva. והנה נחתום העניין הזה במאמר נכבד של אחת מישראל זכרונם לברכה. היה הלל עולב השלום עומם, אין אני לי מי לי. וכשאני לעצמי מועני, ומלואף שווה מסה. ביו הדובר. אם האדם לא עובר, אם האדם לא יעובר נפשו, מה יועילוהו המוסרים? כי אף על פי שנכנסים בליבו ביום שמו, ישככם או ישקכם, ישקיכם היצר, ויעבירו מלבבו. כי עניין שנאמר וחסתכם כענן בוקר. When Yonah describes what might unfortunately be an all too a scenario that's all too familiar. We hear a shmooze. And the person genuinely experiences a hisarvus. So Hillel says, but im ha'odim lo ye'ore atzmo, lo ye'ore nafsha, ma ye'iluhu ha'musorim. Ki afo pishen nathnosim b'libo b'yom shomo, yashkichem ha'yetze v'yavir melvavo. Human nature is such that regardless of how genuinely a person feels a his overus when he hears gradually that his overus weakens, it abates until there's nothing left of it, like a cloud that's dispersed by a wind or by a series of winds. And that's why a person can't be passive in growth, in Tikkun HaMidos, in Avodas Hashem, in all areas of Avodas Hashem. A person has to take ownership and responsibility. The same point that Rabbi Yonah is here explaining that Hillel was addressing was a very beautiful and profound vort from the Shem Yishmor, the Sochachad Rebbe, the son of the Avni Nezer. Gemara Sota says, commenting on the Smichus HaParshios between Nozir and Sota, that haroa sota b'kulkula yazir atzma mehayayin. Right, as a type of typology, so Chazal are depicting that the way the sota came to such terrible hate was the result of intoxication. So therefore, her role of sota v'kul kula is yazra atzmanu v'yayin. She take a neder nezirus that which ben hayeser means that he yayin v'sheicha that mi yayin v'sheicha yazir. He says the same Yisrael Adarabba. He says, you would think if there's one person in the world who doesn't need a neder nezirus as a protective measure, it's a person who has seen the sota v'kul kula. He can rely on that experience and that memory as a safeguard. So the same Yisrael, again, the same point, he says, no. Yoda Torah, the Sof Daito Shalom, that regardless of how intensely a person experiences something, the experience wears off. Even the experience of seeing Sota Bilkul Kula, Vitsafsa Bidna, Nafla Yerecha, V'hoysa V'ola, V'kerev, V'soch Amla, V'kerevam, I forget the Lashon HaPosek. Even that horrible sight, that experience also weakens as time passes. So says Hashem Yishmuel, Yor D'Tos of Da'atu Shal Adam, while the person has the clarity provided by an experience, he has to consolidate. He has to translate into discrete kabbalas what he's going to do with the hesorus, how that's going to translate on an ongoing basis within his life. And that's what's represented. Obviously, the point is that not we should all go out and take another zeros. That's not the takeaway. But the yisod is obviously the takeaway. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about the same problem. He's going to suggest an additional response. Ki afal pi nechnasim, again reading now from Shari Tshuva, but he has the same here. In the parish and others, ki afal pi shenachnasim b'libo b'yom shomer yashkichem hayetzer ve'avir milvavo. That's human nature. Zeros ha'acherim here in the parish and others. Zeros ha'acherim tofu l'fi sha'a, but only l'fi sha'a. It doesn't. It won't endure beyond that. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, so a person has to daily reinforce it. Ochein tzarecha adam, now reading again from Shari Tshuva, Ochein tzarecha adam b'sh'omel ha-musa l'ore nafsho v'losom ha-dvorim el-libo v'lachsho b'hem tomi. The same yisod as Ramchal tells us in the Hagdama to Mesillas Yesharim, that the way to internalize is to constantly reinforce. V'losim hadvarim al libo v'lachshav v'hem tamid v'yizbodei b'chadrei rucho v'yoshuv yahafoch yad tochachto al nafsho. He should repeat the divrei hisoros, the divrei tochacho, to himself constantly. V'lo yismach al tochachas hamochiach levado. V'tochachto, his own, again, obviously everything has to be done in a religiously balanced and emotionally healthy way. V'tochachto la'bikorim v'la'regoyim tihiyah. Ad asher tekabel nafsho ha'musa v'ad asher titon. His orus is still in the bechina of potential. When a person experiences a his orus, it hasn't gone menakoach alapoal. It's still it's still in the class of Koach. It's still a potential. And the way it goes min haKoach al haPoach, the way that the it's actualized, the way it's realized, again, so Rabbi Yonah says to take it right on an index card, and whatever that hisaris is, whatever that perspective is, whatever that insight is, and constantly review, constantly reinforce. And Shem Shmuel says, and translate that into again, it has to be done in an emotionally healthy and religiously balanced way, of course, but translate that into a specific Kabbalah or Kabbalos as appropriate. What's the next phrase in Hillel's teaching? Ukshani la'atzmi mo'ani, again reading here from Ben Yonah here in Ovos, adayim aluchal lahasei el echad mini elef mashini chayiv lasos. Even if and when I'll apply myself, even if and when I'll exert myself, my accomplishments will still be very meager. U'moshlu moshlu ma'hu domet. Chazal give the following moshlu. The Melech Shanasan Sodehu La'avodov U'pasak imam b'shloshim kur lashana. So the agreement is, the stipulation is that they work the field. They're supposed to bring 30 bushels, whatever, 30 kor to the melech annually, and the rest they keep for themselves. Tochu ba harbe ve'vilo chamisha kor. They work hard, but they fall far of the goal. Amlam a melech v'alo psakten imi b'shloshim kor. How do you only bring 5 when we agreed on 30? Amlo adoneinu amelech, sodash anasat alonu ziburus ha'yisam. Tarachnu bo ha'abei, v'lo ha'yinu yicholun lahotz mimenu, yosa mechamisha kurin. Kach omer l'tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yetzer hara shenasat alonu min ureinu, hu, yetzer hara shenasat alonu min ureinu, hu, shenama yetzer leva odam ba min ureinu. ואפילו כשאולם תורי אחר באלסוס היושב בעיני השם, אין עוד מיוחד להסג אלא לדובר מועד ממה שחייב לסוס. וזהו שנאמר, כי הוא יודע יצרנו, זוכר כי אופר אנחנו. שם לא מנהיה צהרה, באודם, אפילו בלא שיתוח ויחסו אחר מיתוס, היה עושה מהם הרבה, כסתי אידיאס, אפילו הם לא יתוחו בעבוד עשת לסו. יצא ממנו שום דובר. אבל עכשיו שיודע שאפילו מיתוח הרבה לא יחסק אלא המיות, ומה יצא הורש שמקל גל גוף, או כל שכן אם לא יתוח, תשאר נפשו ריקו מן המיתוס, כמו סתי זיבורס, אם לא יתוח בו, ואם לא יזבלנו ויחרישנו. Lo yetzim imenu shum dover. So Ben Yonah says, Hillel is not looking to invite depression. When Hillel says, "Ushanim ma'atzim imorani," means that he's looking to motivate and he's looking to energize, that a person should know it's not as if one's best is, I don't know, if you have a sense that the test is going to be relatively easy. So if you do your best, you'll score 130. Okay, so there's no need to work so hard. There's no need to study so hard. It's not so terrible if you get 100 in the test. So you can make a half-hearted effort, because if you'll go full throttle, you'll get 130. Okay, you don't need to be 130. 100's also okay. But if, no, to accomplish you need to go full throttle, and anything less, it's not that a person is capable of so much that if you divide it in half, if you or by making a half out of effort, that's what Hillel says. And therefore there's no, a person doesn't have extra potential which he should be squandering. All the potential we have, we need, and a person should be working to realize it. And finally, lo achshav imosai. Then in lo achshav imosai, Rabbi Yonah has two pshatim. You're at the blessed stage of life where you can relate to both of the pshatim. One is in lo achshav imosai means olam hazeh versus olam haba. This is the Olam HaAsiyah, this is the Olam HaMaisa. This is where a person can achieve, can realize potential, can engage in Avodas Hashem, can look to cultivate Tikkun HaMidos, and Ben Odom L'Chaveru, Yiras Hashem, Avos Hashem. But Olam Haba is an Olam HaSchar, it's not the Hayom HaAsosam. And Lo Achshav Imosa. The other reason Lo Achshav Emosai, and this is the pshat that the Rambam gives as well, is that in one's youth, it's relatively speaking, it is much easier to engage in Tikkun HaMidos in one's youth than at a more advanced age. The longer habits remain with a person, the more they're enforced, and the deeper, the more they become entrenched, and the deeper the roots grow, then it's never impossible, but it is more difficult. It is more difficult at my age than at your age. That is a reality. So in the Achshav Emosai, that in one's youth, that there is a unique opportunity. One's midos are less set, less entrenched. And relatively speaking, it's not easy in an absolute sense. Not easy in an absolute sense. But relatively speaking, the avoda of Tikkun HaMidos, of having a focus in life, relatively speaking, is easier in one's youth than it is later, and therefore in lo achshav emosai. Maybe just one other comment on the last mission in the Berak, also from Rabbeinu Yonah. From Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shloshet Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, excuse me, Al Adin Ava Alo Emes Vala Shalom, Shanema Emes U'Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Shai Rechem. So, again, maybe we'll come back, I'm not sure, but maybe we'll come back with the Advent Hashem and talk about other aspects of the Mishnah, but for the moment, let's focus on Emes. Rabbeinu Yonah, if you have, take a look. V'alo Emes, says Rabbeinu Yonah, sheyesh la'odam l'lachas b'darkei hatshuva shehu Emes v'soraso Emes v'holech b'darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes gam ken yelech b'osor haderech shenam v'halachta b'drachav. Omalei, ma'ala imcha, Amalei anohu da hafichnola. Amalei haine da ami yinshei, da nafik minach, taima yalfach. However, va'at lo tavid, mishum limdu lashonam dabir shaker. Ki ho'odam hamargi lashonam dabir shaker, bedova she'en bolo, hefsed lo toalas, gam ki yavol daba dvarm shal ika lo yuchal lo maho emes. Ki pihu hamedaber ha'hergel shal eralav. Ben Yonah basically says that there are two mechayvim for why a person has to be emesdik. Mechayv number one is because Chosam Hashal Kodesh Baruch Hu emes. And therefore, the mitzvah of Halach to Bedrachav is mechayv, that we have to be emesdik. I don't know. Sometimes you know on voicemail, so you hear a recording. You know, please leave a message, and I'll call you back as soon as possible. Now, the person really means you're a nudnik, and Baruch Hashem, I'm glad I missed your call. Why would I want to call you back? But the message says no. Please leave a message. I'll call you back as soon as possible. Now, not dafka that you have to put my version of the message on your voicemail either. I'm not sure that that's encouraged either. But lemaisa, I don't know, is he really, really committed to returning every call as soon as he possibly can? I don't know. It's not a mistake. I remember when for my younger son's bat mitzvah, so as we invited all the rebbeim he had until that point in his life. And one of them sent back a response card that made such an impression. I still remember it. It was quite a few years ago. And so usually response card say, you know, I'm sorry, I can't make it. And his response card said, I'm sorry, it would be very difficult for me to come. It wasn't impossible, but it would have been very difficult. And so one mechayev in MS is that it's well after bedrachav. It doesn't make a difference whether a person thinks that the inaccuracy is consequential or inconsequential. Is repercussive or not repercussive. So a person has to be amistic. If I'm not going to call back as soon as I possibly can, so I shouldn't say that I'm going to call back as soon as I possibly can. It's a chesaron in v'halach to v'drachav. But then Rabbi Yonah has, in Yevamos tells a story about Rav, that I don't know, for whatever reason, his wife acted as a little bit of a lahachas snake. So she'd ask him every day what he wants for dinner. So if he'd say, let's have milchiks tonight, so she'd prepare fleishiks. And if he'd say, let's have fleishiks tonight, she'd prepare milchiks. So one day, again, she sent a message with Rav's son, go ask, not Abba, Rav's name was Abba, so Rav's son didn't call him Abba. What he did call him, basically, but didn't call him Abba, because that was his name. So go ask your father what he wants for supper. And so Rav says milchiks, and then when he comes to eat dinner, he's shocked to see that he gets milchiks. So he says to his son, what happened here? He says, I told the fleishiks. So Rav tells him, the chachma is a good thing. That was a good chachma, but you shouldn't do it. Because limdu l'shonim da b'shekim. Limdu l'shonim da b'shekim means that everything a person does, there's no such thing as doing anything in life which is totally compartmentalized. Everything a person does in life has a momentum. Everything a person does in life has an impact upon the person. Rav says, Limdu Lashonim Davar Sheker, they trained their, where is it, in Yirmiyahu, no? From the Haftarah of Tisha B'av? That they trained themselves to speak Sheker, and even if that habit is formed in inconsequential or even seemingly legitimate contexts, as with Rav's son, but afal pichein haher gal sholei alav. If a person allows himself to develop a habit of not speaking truthfully, so then even when the situation again is clearly so important and so significant that he has to be 100% emesdik, haher gal sholei alav, and he won't be able to. So that's the second machayev. Machayev number one in midas ha'emes is v'halachta b'drachav, and machayev number two is this yisod in Torah Samidos. That's why you hear stories about how some of the Bali Musa was so makpid on habits of neatness and v'chulu, even in Milei d'Alma. I mean, some of the stories are, well, even in Milei d'Alma, but it comes from this insight of Rabbeinu Yonah that a person can't, in terms of character traits, a person doesn't have a master switch that he turns on and off. And if a person, again, seemingly in inconsequential areas, doesn't uphold standards of character, whether it's Midas HaEmes or whether it's other Midas, so then even when the stakes are significant and the stakes are great, he's not going to be able to. And that's the second Mechayev that Rabbeinu Yonah has here for Midas HaEmes. Circling back to the first one for a minute, so the Alpi Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gran Yavamus, towards the end of the sixth parak, says that Mitnei Darkei Shalom is Mutar L'Shanos. One is allowed to say something which isn't factually true. Mitnei Darkei Shalom. So first the Gemara quotes a raya that from the Acha Yosef, by Yomru el Yosef, how's the person then? Avicha tziva lifnei Moshe leimo tosomu li Yosef ona sana pesha achecha v'chatosam ki ragnu alucha. So the whole thing was the whole Yehul Nivra. Yaakov Avinu never said it. But it's Mutal Hashanah b'nei Dag Yashal. And then the Gemara has another mocker. The Gemara says, the mocker is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he tells Avram Avinu, Lama zet tzacha kasara leimor, so Sarah said, V'adoni zaken, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes it to V'adoni zakanti. So what's the pshat? Sounds like this, Hayos, that the Mechayev in Midas HaEmes is V'halachta B'drachav, so the exception has to be V'halachta B'drachav also. So that's what the Gemara has in Malkah. No, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishan and Bnei HaShalom in telling Sarah Imenu that what Avraham Avinu, that what Sarah said is V'ani Zakanti, so that establishes the exception. Even according to both Machayvim and Rabbeinu Yonah, if you have a situation where telling the truth results in a shaker, so then that's not what we're talking about. Let's say an example. In sometimes in context of shiduchim, when people talk about age, specifically the age of the young lady, so for some reason there's and sometimes, in some contexts, there's an assumption that if you say that the young lady is 21, it really means that she's 23. So let's say she in fact is 21. But if you'll say she's 21, so then it's going to be interpreted that she's 23. So then you have to say that she's 19. And then they'll say, oh, she's really 21, and he's taking 2 years off. So that's consistent with both Machayim and Rabbein Yonah. Moshel Mal Dor Adom. Let's say, in America, so hello means hello. Let's say you'll go to Italy, and in Italy, hello means goodbye. So you'll say hello to mean goodbye in Italy, because that's what the word's going to mean there. So it's not a chesaron in Midas HaEmes, neither according to the Machayiv of Halach Levedrachov, nor according to the Machayiv of Lindu L'Shalom, da Be'er Shem.